Every year, you may have a date or a season by which you mark the progress you've made in your life. Maybe it's a graduation date, a birthday, or an anniversary. Next week, the Men's March Against Violence marks its 22nd year of bringing men into the active support of women to end domestic violence. But the progress is slow. Still, for advocates, both men and women, the path continues to move forward year over year, even if the domestic violence statistics seem only to inch lower. Nancy Creedman is the CEO of the Domestic Violence Action Center, and she spent decades working to create better understanding of the prevalence of domestic violence, and she joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us talk about the Men's March Against Violence.
Yeah, we talk a lot about women being active in their own advocacy, but for the last two decades and a jot, men have been actively recruited to be in that conversation by other men. What's the difference that that makes in being able to solidify the ideas of domestic violence and moving the whole conversation forward?
Well, one of the most important things we can do as a community is raise our awareness about the seriousness of domestic violence and the cost to the community. And so if we have men in the conversation, it raises the awareness that they have a role to play as men, as fathers, as employers, as community leaders. Men are role models for other men, so we need them to understand the problem of domestic violence and to become an active participant in addressing the problem.
How well do men understand that now compared to even just a few years ago?
I think they understand it much, much better than they did before. For many years, we were tormented by the assertion that this is a women's issue, and it really doesn't have anything to do with me. I don't know anybody who's, you know, been a victim of domestic violence. And what we realize now is that, of course, it's still a big secret. It's very embarrassing to be a victim of domestic violence. And aside from that, people can play a role in their own lives to listen, identify, or spot warning signs and red flags. So men have become more engaged. The Men's March is just one way for them to do that. And throughout the year, we try to create other opportunities or inspire them to see that this is something that we can't do alone, either as a domestic violence program or as a women, as women as, you know, our gender.
You mentioned that it's still a big secret and that people sometimes shun the idea that they would possibly know somebody who was the victim of domestic violence. But when you look at the statistics, they tell a completely different story. I mean, to think about the idea that 50,000 women between age 18 and 64 are victims of domestic violence every year in Hawaii. That's pretty stunning.
Well, you know, honestly, I think that's probably a low estimate. Those are only the reported incidents. Those are criminal justice system reported incidents. I venture to say it's much higher than that. Not everybody wants to call the police or get involved in the court system. We don't, for example, collect any data from our healthcare providers. So there's lots of places where victims' stories are being told that aren't reported. So just to sort of clear up that myth that 50,000 is a lot, it certainly is, but we think it's probably higher than that. Everybody knows somebody. I personally don't go any place anymore where somebody doesn't come up to me and say, you know, my daughter, my first husband, my mother, I grew up in a violent home. This is men and women who will approach me and talk about it. And I think if we are open to the conversation, more people will talk about it. And if we can suspend our judgment, more people will talk about it.
You mentioned that healthcare professionals may be hearing some of this information, but that doesn't necessarily translate into the statistics that we see. Not that long ago, there was a movement that you were spearheading to be able to include healthcare providers in that conversation and have them initiate that conversation. How is that going?
It's going really, really well. Our agency is just one agency involved in this, but we have developed a partnership with the Queen Emma Clinic at Queens Medical Center, and all of their practitioners are equipped to have a conversation and to understand what the red flags are and how to make a what we call a warm referral for support for their patients. We have staff on site who accept those referrals and provide assistance in the moment. The police have engaged, again, you know, I said earlier that people don't necessarily always report to police, but the police have recently started a program called the Lethality Assessment Program, and they go through a series of questions, like a checklist with each person when they respond to a domestic violence call to determine how lethal, potentially lethal, the situation is. So, as you said in your intro, we're moving slowly ahead, and it's, you know, one step at a time, step by step. That's what the men's march is, step by step. And we have to keep going. We have to keep forging ahead.
Very often when we have talked about this over the last, at least the last 15, 16 years, the thought has been, well, you know, how do you end this? And you've always said, well, let's just bring it down as much as we can. Ending it would be good, but to see the statistics move. With men involved over the last 22 years and going into the future, is there a way of being able to make those statistics move even more? We keep looking for not exactly a, you know, a silver bullet to all of this, but is there some combination that you see that needs to happen that isn't happening that might dramatically change the picture that we see, say, 5 years from now?
Well, first I want to say that numbers going up is a positive sign. That means people know there's help and they're asking for help and they're receiving help. So I wouldn't necessarily be looking for numbers to drop until they go up more. I think we have to shift social norms. I think as a community, we have to invest more money in prevention programs. I think we have to change the messages that we give to children and to one another about what's acceptable in relationships. We've seen over the last couple of years instances in the NFL, in the Honolulu Police Department, at Stanford University. This is still a pretty rampant problem, and we won't see it go away until we, I think, shift some fundamental challenges, some norms, some belief systems. And that's going to take a large investment and a willingness to challenge ourselves to make those shifts.
And that's where all those challenges will come in, whether we'll actually be willing to do that or not. Nancy, I wish we had more time.
Yeah,
and we will hope that
too.
All goes well with even more men this year than last year for the Men's March next Thursday, gathering at the Capitol Rotunda. And we'll have all those details on our Facebook page. Thanks so much.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Nancy Creedman is CEO of the Domestic Violence Action Center. The annual Men's March Against Violence Hawaii will be held next week in downtown Honolulu on Thursday, October 13th. The march will begin at noon at the State Capitol Rotunda, ending at Skygate Park. And you can get all the details on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.